25 years ago, it was hard to find African Americans on primetime television. Network programming didn't reflect the lives of African Americans. That prompted 8 independent black producers to form the National Black Programming Consortium. To date, the consortium is the leading provider of black television programming. Its latest co-production is the public television documentary, Sweet Honey and the Rock, Raise Your Voice.
Sweet Honey sings great black music, which means traditional African songs. We sing gospel, we sing blues, jazz, we do hip hop. We sing everything in between, and we sing it a cappella style with a political ring.
Mabel Staten Haddock is the first and only president of the organization. She described how the consortium came about.
We were coming out of the 60s movement, and, you know, there was a joke on the street that any black person could walk into a studio and become an anchor because they were so desperate for black faces on television.
And we should note that that did actually happen in places.
Yes, it did. But we wanted to make a larger impact than just having the face on television. And actually, our vision at that time was pretty limited. We wanted to take some of those local shows, package them, and present them to the national public television system. I mean, that's about the limit of what we thought we'd do, and that we would be more of a kind of a liaison between public television and the independent and public television producing community. And for a few years, that's kind of what we did. And then black independent producers at one point started really clamoring about why aren't we included in this process. We have work that we need to get out to the public. You ought to be looking at our work. And we started doing that and then started nurturing that kind of work. And actually, NBPC then grew to be more of a supporter of black independent documentary makers more so than any other thing.
When you think about the things that you've done, let's go over a couple of things. What do you say? Can you point to one thing that you say, you know what, that clearly was the most gratifying of the things that we did?
You know, in general, I would say just building a body of work. When I got there, there was actually, you know, we used to talk about if someone came down and knew nothing about black people 100 years from now, and if they unearthed what was being produced on commercial television, how would we look? How would we be? What would we look like? And we said, that's, you know, we want to have a body of work that looks different, that's more authentic, that, you know, presents us in a different life, in a different way. So I think we did that. I think Marlon Riggs' Tongues Untied, for many different reasons, was certainly a landmark decision and a landmark program that we still have reverberations from in a good way and in a bad way.
Were you, at times when you looked at programming, concerned about touching things that you knew would be controversial?
We were very concerned about it, and we talked about it a great deal. We talked about it.
Tell people who might not be familiar just a thumbnail about the program.
Well, Tongues Untied was produced and directed by Marlon Riggs, who was a black gay activist, and it was very much in your face about black gay lifestyle.
I am angry because of the treatment I am afforded as a black man. That fiery anger is stoked additionally with the fuse of contempt and despisal shown me by my community because I am gay.
I cannot go home as who I am.
It's beautifully produced, combining poetry and dance and music and just a really what we considered a cutting-edge documentary.
And at a time when it wasn't as freely talked about as it is today.
At that time, it was not in the black community. Yeah. And we talked about it because we know we have a responsibility to the African-American community. We have a responsibility to our producers. We have a responsibility to our public television stations. And so from all those angles, we were concerned about what the impact of this would be. And we were a little bit surprised at the overwhelming negative response that it generated from Congress and other funders of public television.
What do you look back on and say either that was disappointing or I wish we could have done it better?
I think that the work that we've done has changed lives. It's made a difference in many people's lives. And I give an example of Emmett Till's, the story of Emmett Till that Stanley Nelson produced. And, you know, it's credited in many ways of encouraging the Justice Department to reopen the case. And, you know, we did a documentary on Thurgood Marshall and had young people call and said, you know, I saw that and I decided I want to be a judge and I'm going to law school and things like that. The one disappointing thing is that not being able to use the work to get the visibility and to get, you know, the broad audiences that I would like to have, to touch as many people as this important work could really touch.
Is the goal to shore up some of those kinds of things, dollars coming in from the community, perhaps some quote-unquote well-known producers, directors working hand-in-hand with projects?
We have identified several things, one being that we know we need to go outside of public television to raise money. We want to produce programming that has more entertainment value, but at the same time maintain the values and integrity of the work that we do. And we think there's a nice balance that we can strike there. And also looking at becoming more visible and finding other ways to get the work out there in addition to public television. If we do all of those things, I think we'll have taken it to a successful second level.
Mabel Staten Haddock is president of the National Black Programming Consortium. Its latest co-production, Sweet Honey in the Rock, airs this Wednesday on PBS's American Masters series.